And a good Tuesday, everybody. Welcome in. Chase and Big Joe, day number two from the Marker Key West. Hope you're having a great day to this point. We're hanging out. Parker Kelly on the ones and twos back of the studio. He's Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier is here with us as well. And JoJo, we have, I think more people are asking us one simple question, and that is, how did stand-up comedy go last night at the Comedy Key West?
Is this a three-hour show or 7 hours? We could tell you what happened last night.
I think it went well. I actually feel good about it.
I'm not sure what show you watched, but I felt like,
I did well.
Good. You got to believe in yourself, man. No, it was a good time. We all had a great time. Nice crowd last night. We laughed, had a good time. Dr. Crane got up, you got up, I got up. It was a lot of fun. And we said, look, just take chances in life, man. Why be stuck in neutral? Go do it. So, you know, Zany's Back Home is a wonderful place for open mic comedy night. Comedy Key West down here was great. They gave us a slot. They're not returning our calls or emails today, but that's okay, though.
They followed us on social media. No, we're kidding.
It was fun, though. We had a good time, so thanks for asking.
Yeah, no, it was. It was great. They're going to send some videos, so we will post some of that at some point. Not all of it, but some of it.
Yeah.
we will put out there. So, it should be interesting.
It was, but our fearless producer, Dr. Crane, man, I got to tell you, he's just the best. Because about a minute into last night, he's like, what am I doing up here? it was so endearing and so innocent and so organic that people loved it last night. So grateful for you two bozos to be down here with me. It was a lot of fun.
The Predators have arrived in Sweden. So they left last night after not a good night against the New York Rangers. It was another team that's kind of struggled. They lost 6-3 in New York last night. Matt Wood, with his first career NHL hat trick, was the three goals for the Predators. But they head to Sweden. They've gotten there. Philip Forsberg, Adam Willsby, the two Swedes on the team, getting some fanfare, obviously. So hopefully they can turn things around. I feel like we're saying that a lot these days when it comes to them. But we'll have a pretty in-depth discussion on them today because I think it's time –
to have a conversation.
They know what they need to do. I know they don't want to do it. I don't want them to have to do it. But you can't get rid of 5, 6, 7 players all at one time, especially with the contracts they have. So there's really only one thing you can do to try and save this season and turn it around. And it's the thing that nobody likes to do, and that's moving on from the head coach. But I don't think it's all – I mean, I know it's not all his fault. I'm not putting everything on him. I think – Barry Trotz would tell you he shares a lot of the blame because he's the one that put the team together. But it ain't working. I mean, that's just really the best way to put it. So we'll discuss that more throughout the show. Tim Hasselbeck going to join us at 1 o'clock. I'm sure he'll want to know how stand-up comedy went. So
I'm sure he will, yeah.
Look forward to that.
But back to your Preds thing, you can't fire 25 players.
Nope.
And that's the thing. So they're not good. I mean, they're not good. And – I don't expect them to win games, and I hate being that way. I'm a fan. I'm not an expert. I'm not as smart as you guys is when it comes to Carpentier. I'm a fan, but I have no belief that they'll win a game when they hit the ice.
Yeah. So, Jay from Laverne says I sound quiet. Do I sound better? No?
You okay, buddy?
I don't know. He said I sounded quiet.
Well, we did karaoke at 2 o'clock in the morning, so maybe that's something else.
Well, it was more like 1 o'clock, but, yeah, you know, it was late.
It was pretty late. I mean, it was. I don't know if your clock was stuck on Central Time.
It might have been, but
a good time. No, we had fun. So our question of the day is: we're going to get this out there. Today's Veterans Day. We love our veteran. We're going to make it simple. We want you to call in or text us and tell us about your favorite veteran. I mean, this is a day to honor veterans. We are here today because of veterans. Everything in America is here today because of veterans. So thank you. So 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. We'll read every single one of them. And please call if you want to. We love talking to you. But tell us about your favorite veteran and who it is and why. And I'll start. My brother served in the Air Force for a long time. Love him because he's my brother, but I loved him because I think he's a complete badass. And I'm very honored that he's my big brother. So, Rick, I love you, man. And today I will honor you every day, but especially today.
Our question of the day is presented by Aries Tactical. Your safety, your skill, your Aries Tactical. Check them out at ariestactical.com. Mine, I'm going to throw two out there.
Do it.
One is family, and one probably doesn't want me to throw them out there, but I will. The first is my grandfather. He served in World War II.
Badass.
Started in the Merchant Marines and then the Army. I believe both his brothers or two of his brothers did as well in some form of the service, but he, you know, is my hero, and I learned so much from him, and he would always talk about his service and, you know, how much the military meant to him. And then our owner, Bud Walters, who is all about military service, and he served as well, and just, I mean, it's something that he is near and dear. That's why you hear the anthem on all of our stations. And what Bud does, you know, for the military community and the community in general is just fantastic. But I'm not just saying that because he's my boss. I'm saying that because he deserves that honor.
What's your grandpa's name?
Ira Lane.
Nice.
Yep. So
I love the name Ira. It's just so cool, man. It's awesome.
Ira Lane. So miss him very much. He's been gone for about 10 years now, but... he got to see the beginning of this little ride I'm on.
Good. What a legacy. I mean, one day you just can't honor him enough. So there's people in your life, and then, you know, Ira, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Man, that's a cool name. So, yeah, we want to hear from you. 615-737-1025. Your favorite veteran and why and who they are, and give us their name.
Yep, 615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by Wilson County Hyundai. .com. We already got a ton of calls, so let's just go to him now. Jeremiah will lead us off on his favorite veteran. Jeremiah, what's up?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. I know this is going to sound a little selfish, but I think I am my own favorite veteran. I'll tell you why. I took a bullet to the head 20 years ago, lost both my eyes and the frontal lobe of my brain. I shouldn't even be alive, and I'm still up kicking like a mule. I'm a disabled veteran, but I'm able to accomplish more than most people that can see and still have all their faculties. And I'm grateful for that, you know. I hate that it sounds selfish, but, yeah, I am my own favorite veteran, man.
I love it.
Hey, it does not sound selfish one bit. Thank you so much. Where did you serve?
Oh, in Iraq, Iran.
Well, thank you for your service, Jeremiah, and the sacrifice that you made. And we're glad that you're still kicking. And thank you for calling in.
Yeah, Jeremiah. Thank you, Bubba.
Y'all were worth it, man. I appreciate it. I did it for y'all.
Thank you, pal. Thank you, Jeremiah.
You're welcome.
All right.
Welcome.
So I already got tears going.
That's awesome.
That's fantastic.
There's just these guys and women are just amazing. Thank you, Jeremiah.
That's what our buddy Ricky just texts, what a badass that just called.
Right? Can you imagine that?
Don't know if we're going to be able to follow that.
Right.
That was pretty good. Joey and Gallatin, you're up. What's up?
Hey, guys. I just want to say happy Veterans Day to everyone. Myself and my wife are both combat vets. My dad, his dad, all our grandparents. But my number one is my big cousin, Joshua Lee Placica. He graduated from Rossview in Clarksville. And in 2008, his convoy hit a IED in Iraq, and he lost his life. And I go to church with his mother every day, you know, every Sunday and I can. And I got a tattoo of him with his name on my chest. I was in high school, and he was on the second tour in Iraq when he passed. And that solidified my choice to serve. And I ended up going to Afghanistan, and after 4 years, I was like, yeah, that's good enough for me. But he was always a great big brother. Like I said, he graduated from Rossview, and a picture of him is painted on the walls in the hallways with his bronze star and his purple heart. And I just thought that's pretty cool that they continue to honor his legacy as well. So,
Joey, say his name again. Tell us his name again.
His name is Joshua Lee Placica. He graduated, I believe, in 2006. From Rossview High School in Clarksville.
Beautiful. Joey, thank you, and your wife as well, and thank you for honoring a fallen hero, man. That's why we opened this up today for that. So I'm glad we know his name. I'm glad we know your name. What's your wife's name?
Her name is Siri Daly. She served in
Love
the
it, man. Joey, thank you. Thank you, you, her, and everybody. Thank you, Bubba.
All right. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Joey. Appreciate it. 615-737-1025. Well, we'll get to these throughout the show. A couple on the text line. 7410, my grandfather, Bill Crawford, he was a tail gunner in the Air Force during World War II. 5311, I want to thank my favorite veteran, Sergeant Tulsa McLean. He means the world to me. We'll get, let's see, 0178, my grandfather, Alfred Johnson, was my favorite veteran. He served in World War II as an airplane mechanic on the Flying Lemon.
You, I mean, reading those World War II stories about, I mean, all the veteran stories are great, but, I mean, back then there was no TV, really. There was no social media and all that, and you go away for years and not knowing if you're going to come back or not, but that's truly the greatest generation, man.
JoJo, God's winking today. 0178 also said, I didn't realize Ira Lane was your grandfather. I was a banking advisor for Bellmead SunTrust for a number of years, and Mr. Lane would come in and I would help him with things from time to time. What a wonderful human being. We had so many good conversations. That's crazy.
Isn't it? That's great, man. I tell you, God winks are everywhere. That's beautiful.
615-737-1025. We'll get to more of your calls, more of your texts. It's open to you today for the veterans on this Veterans Day. We're live at the Marker in Key West here on the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Tuesday, live at the Marker, Key West. And I will say this. People will always ask me, if there's one song you wish you had written, which one would it be? It's that one right there.
Absolutely.
Because it's a great song, and you hear it everywhere.
Yep. You sing it loud and proud, baby.
And I know Lee Greenwood had other hits, but that's the one he's known for.
Yeah. I mean, it's a powerful, powerful song. They played at the Preds games, mm-hmm. Honor the Veterans and other places. It's a powerful song.
He's made a lot of money on that song, I'm sure.
But you know what? I don't think he can. I don't think that was the role. I think it was like, I want to sing write a song about America, and it just took off.
Yeah. No, I agree. 615-737-1025. We are taking your calls and your texts on your favorite veteran. Let's go to Chris on our phone lines. Chris, what's up?
Hey, how are you guys?
We're good.
I want to thank Jeremiah for his service, the one who called in earlier. I think that was a really great story he had. And my favorite veteran would be my great-grandfather. His name was Doris Lampkins, and he was at Pearl Harbor when it was bombed as a chef on one of the ships. And had he not made it, I wouldn't be here. And then one other, if you don't mind, Pat Tillman. I mean, a lot of us know Pat Tillman, but I think it was so awesome how he took his career and put it on hold to go fight for our country after 9/11. And that's all I have to say. I want to thank you guys for your show. You do a great job, and you have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Chris. We appreciate it. Thanks for your call and honoring those veterans.
Yep.
And I agree on Pat Tillman. I mean, that's
– So let's back up a second. All right. Your grandpa.
Uh-huh.
I think we need to talk about this for a second. Guy calls in, texts in about your grandpa.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. That got me a little bit.
I mean, that is an amazing God wink.
Yeah.
That somebody remembers your grandpa, not only this Chase, remembers your grandpa, but remembers how genuine he was.
Yeah.
I think that speaks volumes to who he was.
I will say, I credit a lot of people on who I am, but I think those qualities of caring about people and just kind of having a big heart all came from him.
It's great.
You know, through my mom and, you know, other, but I learned a lot. You know, even my dad would say that his hero was his father-in-law, you know, was because of all
pretty
the things
cool
he taught him. So my dad actually had on his fridge the program from my grandfather's funeral, and it's still hanging there.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. That's very nice.
I see him every day. I look right at him. So, so that was pretty cool. Pretty cool Godwink. He was the president of the Tennessee Hospital Association for 33 years. So did a lot. And, that was cool. I'm glad we got to bring him up.
Yes.
Let's see. Back to the text. Dustin in Hopkinsville, Peter Paul Licky, He works for a company in Savannah, Georgia. He was an Army Ranger. He's seen a lot. Things no man needs to see. About got him. He didn't want kids because he didn't want to pass down his pain. He rediscovered Jesus. He now wants kids. We're so locked in on morals. Great man, fun guy, so positive, so proud of you, Peter. That's awesome.
That's what we're talking about today.
Kobe in Centerville, Tennessee. My dad, Thomas Carl Lee, served in the Navy during Vietnam. He passed away April 27th, 2011, but he'll always be my hero. He's the greatest man, husband, father, and follower of Christ that I'll ever know.
Whew.
Y'all are my favorite show. Well, thank you.
Thank
Kobe.
You.
We appreciate it.
That's strong right there. I mean, think about it. That's just led by example, man. That's wonderful.
9912. Excuse me. Honor my dad. He was in the Navy and fought in the Vietnam War. He shouldn't be here today as he got badly burned on his backside when a fighter plane engine backfired. He was facing it when another guy got his attention, and he turned away to see what he wanted. Wow.
Wow. I mean, these guys are just legends. I mean, men and women, veterans all together.
Yep. Matt, my dad served in Vietnam on an aircraft carrier and broke his arm when it was hit with a missile. Not a major injury, but he never forgot his comrades, and he has served at military funerals since his discharge to his ripe age of 83.
Love it.
I will tell you one of the I don't know how to describe this. And if you've had this happen, then you probably know what I'm talking about. But, you know, since my grandfather served, he got, you know, full honors at his funeral. And when they brought the flag over, my mom pointed to me and said, and for them to hand me the flag. And so that was like the coup. When they set that in my arms, I was like, now this is, you talk about badass.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
This is badass.
I mean, I don't think in life there's not many things more powerful than that, getting the flag from a funeral, man.
Yeah. Jeff says, my grandfather ran behind tanks as a World War II radio man with the radio on his back. He said he was scared to death every second. He was a great man.
That is so cool, because my favorite little Army guy was the radio guy with the little soldiers.
Yeah.
Because that was the guy, man, that was calling everything. That is so cool. Very, very nice.
1847, my father-in-law, Sergeant Major Danny Van Allen, who passed away a year ago of cancer from exposure while serving. We love him and miss him every day.
Oh, man. Thank you. These are all great. Thank you. Keep them coming in here.
Let's see, 0248. Firstly, my father, Henry Leger, who served in Germany in the early 60s, he was floored the day I signed my name on the line. My favorite is my current supervisor, Michael Campbell, who served 17 tours, ending with being blown up and having multiple internal injuries and a leg. He came home barely living to be divorced and homeless. He didn't give up and has made a success of himself in numerous businesses locally.
Wow.
Lenny... my grandfather, Walter Fuller, World War I U.S. Army. My favorite relative of all time. Larry Smith, or 7640, Blake in the Borough. Larry Smith says, Vietnam Green Beret came to my store as an 85-year-old to get into kayak fishing. I'm embarrassed to say, but I doubted he would be able to do it at his age. But he proved me wrong. He was a badass out there. He became a real friend to us. Shared some amazing stories, brought us donuts when he'd visit. He passed away a few months ago, and we miss him. Please mention the nonprofit, Heroes on the Water. It's not my business. They help connect veterans by getting them out on the water, fishing, etc. Heroes on the Water.
Write it down now. Heroes on the Water. How great is that? I mean, you talk about fishermen are some of the best people on planet Earth. That's great. HeroesOnTheWater.com. Thank you.
Jay and Laverne brings up one we probably all know, the one and only Chris Kyle, the American Sniper.
Yeah.
The movie was made about. That's a great movie, man.
Great movie, yes.
That is an absolutely fantastic
And, you know, when
movie.
He passed away trying to help another veteran.
Yeah.
I mean, just that is just – it was Clint Eastwood directed that movie, and Bradley Cooper was great. But, man, what a legend. That was his name, right, Legend? I think that was the nickname they gave him.
That was the book, I think.
Yeah.
Let's see, 1541. I served myself, but my favorite veteran isn't someone I served with. It's my kid's junior ROTC instructor, First Sergeant Luckett at West Creek High School in Clarksville. He truly cares about all of his students and has helped my son grow both as a man, but more importantly, as a man of God.
Ooh. Ooh, that's strong, awesome. And powerful. Thank you. We're going to read them all. Thank you so much.
Yeah. 615-737-1025. We will, of course, continue these.
Yes. And again, thank you to the beautiful Marker Key West Harbor Resort here for our home for the next few days. We're really grateful for the staff and the people here. Really great people here. Again, go online to markerkeywest.com for more. Thankful for our sponsors and our partners with this on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Reunion Township, reuniontownship.com. City Limits Apartments down in Spring Hill. Live at City Limits. Thank you for this. Also to Belinda at the Roxy 8 and Dixon. And Belinda, thank you for everything and your support of veterans. You do that. We love you. Thank you so much. And to our good friends at the Nashville Cats, go to thenashvillecats.com. The perfect gift for Christmas, Nashville Cats swag, right?
Yes.
It's going to be an exciting year for the Nashville Cats in 2026. Truly grateful and honored for our sponsors and our partners and everything we do at Cromwell Media and on the Chase and Big Joe Show.
615-737-1025. We'll keep these coming, but we'll also get into some sports as well here on the Chase and Big Joe Show, live at the Marker Key West on 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe on this Veterans Day, 102.5 The Game, live at the Marker Key West, taking your calls and texts on your favorite veteran. You know, you think about, like, we love pop culture on this show.
Yeah.
You know, there's moments in TVs and movies that I think, like, move us. And obviously I was not around when this aired live for the first time, but I've obviously seen the episode. But you remember the episode of MASH when it wasn't Colonel Potter, it was the one before him.
McLean Stevenson, but I don't remember the name of his character.
Yeah, and Radar came in to inform them that his plane had crashed and he died.
So here's a little backstory for that. They wrote the script up to that point. Nobody knew what the last scene was.
Yeah.
Nobody. No, Alan Alda and all the staff, the cast crew had no idea. So he read that like then. They had no idea. And they all lost it. One of my favorite veteran scenes is from The West Wing when Toby gave a coat to Goodwill and a veteran died on the streets of D.C. and he had his business card in there. And somebody contacted Toby, and Toby gave him a veteran's funeral and forged the President Bartlett's signature. And he said, why did you do this? He goes, do you not think that if we do this for him that more veterans will come out of the woodwork and want this? And Toby says, I sure hope so.
Yeah.
And then Bartlett was like, shook his head like, I agree. I mean, it is a powerful scene
from
the West Wing to honor veterans. And so, yeah,
both of those are great.
Show.
Yeah. So we will definitely get to those throughout the show. But I mentioned earlier the Predators arrived in Sweden. Adam Willsby and Philip Forsberg, I think, have already done a little media, as they're the two that, you know, are obviously from Sweden. And I thought Dr. Crane was about to fall in the pool. I would have laughed. But look, there's now a lot of pressure because I feel like they got to go in here and really take both of these games. After last night, you know, they've been in close ones, but, I mean, I think we're all tired of, you know, well, they're close. I mean, they lose 5-4 to Dallas after having the lead, and they had two breakdowns that ultimately gave those up. They were never really in it last night and lose 6-3. You go back further to the Philadelphia game. They probably outplayed Philly and deserved to win, but they couldn't score. So at some point, you know, you've got to look at what the changes are. And I know a lot of people, I've already seen some texts that are like, you know, get rid of Stamkos, it's not working. That's easier said than done. I do kind of feel like, and I know Elliot Friedman has talked about it. We've talked about it with Wyshynski. I feel like Trotz might be looking to do that, but, you know, at the same time, you can't just do that overnight. And so he's here. So you got to try and get the most out of him to get him going. And they're just not doing that right now. So eventually, what do you have to change to get the most out of this team?
Let me ask you this. Do you think his mind, being very Trotz, is already made up?
No.
I do. I think within the next week, it's.
You think after Sweden?
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
Yep.
But for a long time, no. I thought the answer to that was no. I think that Barry. I think Barry looks at this through a couple of different lenses. David Poile was extremely patient and loyal with Barry Trotz. And it was obviously a different situation.
Completely
different. You had an expansion franchise that the expansion rules were different. But even when they started winning, David was very patient with Barry. And I think Barry is doing the same with Andrew. And he knows that it's not all Andrew's fault. It's not just the system. It is the roster. Barry's responsible for the roster. And I do think he takes ownership of that. And so I think he has been loyal, but now I think it's almost loyal to a fault because, you know, as we said, you can't change half the roster, you know, effectively mid-season. You know, can you make some trades and offload some contracts? Sure, but
yeah.
You know, getting somebody to take Stamkos or Marchessault or Saros if they wanted to do that, like you can't. That's going to be really hard to do now. So. You can't change the players, but you can change the coach.
All right,
and that's kind of the old phrase, and I feel that they're just kind of at that point where he's not getting everything out of them, and they got to make that move. And I hate it because I like Andrew Brunette.
Well, you know what? You could like him, but if you're not a good coach, you're not a good coach. When they come back,
I think he's a good coach. I just don't think he's the right coach for this team.
When they come back from Sweden, the season is already 25% over. Right, so it'll be they'll have 20 games being played. If they come back and don't win those two games, they're at 14 points. They're 1 point of last place in the Central, in the Western Conference. It doesn't seem to be getting any better. I'm not sure what Stamkos is doing. And again, look, I think a change, and it's okay. A change is needed. Nothing stays the same forever. But I mean, the Saros contract. We sat here and said. Really? Are you going to sign that guy? And then he goes to the World Games. Was it the World Game, the Big Four, whatever it was last year? And
was Four Nations.
And it was terrible. Just absolutely terrible. And now you're stuck with this contract for 7 years? I mean, you have put yourself in a corner, and it's really bad. And, you know, the only way out of this is we talked to our friend yesterday for the Florida Panthers, is winning.
Yeah.
And right now when they hit the ice chase, I have zero faith they win either game in Sweden.
I'm with you. I mean, Pittsburgh has actually been playing well. And that's the team you're going to have to play against for two games. You know, looking at the standings, Pittsburgh is third in the Metro Division with 21 points. Nashville has 14 points. I mean, it's not like they're completely out of things. That's the other part.
But you look at the way they played. Lou said last night, the Rangers game. Did they have a chance of winning that game last night?
No.
Yeah, exactly. And I hate it. Look.
I mean, they did. I think they did because the Rangers are not good either, but it became pretty clear pretty quick that they didn't.
I hate it because I'm telling you right now, there's nothing better than Nashville Predator playoff hockey into April and into May and into June. I mean, there's nothing athletically, sports-wise, better in our town than watching that go on. We all lived it.
Yeah.
And I want to live it again, and that's why it's so frustrating when you see that they go in these games. It's like, what's Stamkos do? Oh, well, he hadn't scored in 11 games. Oh, he got one last night. It's like, and you expect it when they sign these guys, even me being an absolute idiot. I'm like, this is a Stanley Cup team now on paper. Then I realized you don't play games on paper.
Let me ask you this. If let's say Barry Trotz, Sean Henry, the whole contingent, they decide, all right, we're gonna go ahead and make the move. A lot of rumors floated around are, does Barry Trotz go to the bench? I don't think so. I don't think he's gonna pull Lou Lamoriello and do that. Obviously they hired Luke Richardson as the associate coach who's got NHL coaching experience. He could be a candidate. Peter DeBoer is out there. Peter Laviolette is out there that are just sitting at home right now. And then there's Carl Taylor. And Carl Taylor is the head coach of the Milwaukee Admirals, has been in the organization for a long time. Barry Trotz has made a point to say that, you know, we're going to start seeing these kids play. They called up Joachim Kimmel, who is now on the roster. Do you essentially go into the rebuild philosophy, see what you can move, see what you can get spark-wise with a coaching change, but go ahead and go to Carl Taylor, who knows a lot of these young players, where that development can continue at the NHL level.
I don't think Barry wants to go behind the bench because then the clock starts ticking on him.
Yeah. No, I think that's a long shot of happening.
But I'm telling you, you just mentioned a name I'd love to see.
That's Peter Laviolette.
Yes, right?
Here's why.
That's awesome.
So I agree, but here's why I don't think they do Laviolette or DeBoer. And DeBoer is a, you know, a very accomplished coach as well. Because I don't know if they truly believe that even bringing in somebody like that, that they can win the cup with this team. And if you're going to make a move like that, and if you're those guys, I think you're going to want to join a team that you think you can come on board right now and get them to the playoffs and compete for the cup. And this team is just not equipped for that right now. So I think you have to go... And nobody likes to admit that, but I think you have to go the route of, you know, building more for the future, because they've started the, and that's the frustrating part, is like they've started down that path, and then they overachieved and made the playoffs, and then Barry's like, okay, well, maybe we're a lot better than I thought we were, so let's take a couple of kicks at the can to see if we can improve this team. They did that with those free agent signings. Those haven't worked. So now you kind of have to go back, and I think that's what they have to do. I think this is one of those situations where they have to take a couple steps back to take several steps forward. And, you know, Barry's used the analogy of, or the phrase of, there's going to be pain. Well, there's been pain. So let's go ahead and figure out what that plan is moving forward.
Well, the three bottom teams in the NHL, the Nashville Predators, the St. Louis Blues, and the Calgary Flames, I go by point differential. Right now, the Nashville Predators are minus 18 in goals scored, goals allowed. St. Louis is minus 19, and Calgary's minus 19. So those three are all lumped together. The closest after that, nobody's even in double digits in goals scored and goals allowed. So there's a lot of problems here with the Nashville Predators, and it's, you look at, they're minus 18 in scoring differential. Blues 19, Calgary 19. So, to me, that's a glaring stat, is that you're getting beaten, and you're getting beaten bad, and I just don't know if man, it's very similar to the Tennessee Titans, Chase.
Yep.
I mean, it really, really is, because you got some players that you hope could produce, and right now they're not producing, and then you got some big contracts. I mean, it's crazy how they mirror each other.
But the question is, which franchise do you trust more to fix it?
I think that it's at 100% the Nashville Predators.
Yeah. I mean, that's
100%.
All right, so Parker, do I understand this correctly? Jeremiah has called back?
Jeremiah has called back.
Okay, Jeremiah, hello again. Thank you,
yes,
sir.
Yes, sir, thanks for taking my call again. There was something I wanted to share with you most people are unaware of. In the 70s, a man named Tom Laughlin made a series of movies, the Billy Jack movies. And he was a Vietnam veteran and Native American. And a group named the Coven wrote a song just for, to honor him in that movie. And it's called The 110 Soldier. And I'd like to give one stanza of that song, because it honors the Vietnam veterans. And it says, go ahead and hate your neighbor. Go ahead and cheat a friend. Do it in the name of heaven. You'll be justified in the end. But there won't be any trumpets blowing come the judgment day. And on the bloody morning after, 110 soldier rides away. And that song was written to honor the Vietnam vets. And most people are unaware of that song unless they were alive in the 70s and seen that series of movies. And I just wanted to share that with y'all on your program.
Ah, beautiful.
Jeremiah, thank you.
Jeremiah, call anytime, man. We love you. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, brother. Bye-bye.
Yes, thank you so much, and for your service. That was good.
Yeah, our question of the day is call in, honor your favorite veteran. Let us know who it is. Chase is going to read all of them. Text us or call 615-737-1025. These are all great, man.
We will get back to that, plus continue this conversation on the Predators coming up next, live from the Marker Key West here on the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe on this Veterans Day, 102.5 The Game. Toby Keith bringing us back. Taking your calls and text 615-737-1025 on this Veterans Day. Who is your favorite veteran? Our text line's being a little weird right now, so I don't know if you can get into it, Joe, but if you can.
Let me check, pal.
It's not working for me, so there's okay. That. It's
all
good
right,
times.
We'll get there. But call in. If you want to honor your veteran, please call in and let us know their name and what they mean to you. And we're going to have a really – it's great hearing you guys call in and talk about your heroes. 615-737-1025. So thank you for all that.
But also discussing, and you can also weigh in on the YouTube chat as well as you watch us, but also discussing the Predators and what needs to happen next. Because I think when they get back from Sweden, there's got to be changes. I mean, there just has to be. There's no avoiding it anymore. I know Barry, you know, is loyal and wants to be loyal to Brunette, but it's gotten to the point where it's not working.
Well, here is Wesson Hermitage. I think Barry Trotz is the problem. He built this product. Burnett is doing the best he can with his scheme. Just like football, when you draft a quarterback one overall, you build around his strength and not change him into what you want him to be. It's the same thing with the Preds. You give Burnett these players that are not built for his system, then fire him when it doesn't work. Please tell me and make that make sense. Mike in Les Cassis. I think ownership is being too patient with the coach and also Trotz to the detriment of the franchise. Do you believe that? Too patient?
I think, yeah. I mean, I do. I mean, 0862 is yelling at me. I don't think he completely listened to what I said, but he says, you got to stop using an expansion as a freaking crutch. Nobody else is in the league is using it, and you haven't been an expansion team for so many years. It's just got to move on with Barry. Barry's the problem. Bruno is the problem. Both of them are the problem, and you just got to move on.
There are a lot of problems right there.
I'm not using expansion as a crutch. I'm just all I was saying was that it's a little bit of a different situation as to why David was patient with Barry and now Barry's being patient with Andrew. I was actually saying that I think Barry's being too patient.
Brian says Stamkos will end up in Canada. I don't know anybody that wants Stamkos with that contract. I think you'd have to be a fool to trade for Stamkos and take that entire contract after what he's done the last season and a half.
Right. I agree. I mean, I think they're all just being way too patient now.
Yes.
And this fan base, and I know they're two different sports, but like, you know, three different sports. You just had the soccer team make the playoffs and they're out in the first round.
Yep.
The football team doesn't even look like they're going to sniff the playoffs for a while. The hockey team doesn't look like they're going to sniff the playoffs for a while. So, I mean, the fan base is restless. This city, you know, has been a major league sports franchise for damn near 30 years and no championships to show for it.
You're right. David Murfreesboro says, really do have to make aggressive changes. It should have started earlier. Maybe it's too late. But I know you see Saros is the most pulled starting goalie in the NHL for the last 2 years. Is that accurate? David, I believe
yeah,
you.
I think
David,
that's right.
The most pulled starting goalie, and you're paying him $7 million a year to get pulled, the most pulled. I said, you know, it was 50-50 when he signed that contract. What are you doing?
I don't know. Aaron says, Brunette had 20 games at the beginning of the year. I know that for a fact. The timing was planned. So that's interesting.
Well, that 20 means that's the way back from Sweden.
Yeah. I do kind of think something could go down when they get back.
Okay.
I mean.
I think, and I have zero input to any of this, I think the mind's made up. I don't think you want to do it before you go to Sweden and all everything goes on. You go to Sweden and maybe you look great in two games, but I have no faith they'll win any one of these games.
Well, and I think, you know, I think too, like I go back to the Winter Classic in 2020. We all kind of knew that Laviolette's time was coming to an end, and it kind of felt like David wanted to wait through the Winter Classic, and there was a road trip after that. And sure enough, that's what he did. Like, but David kind of admitted he had made his mind up, you know, around the Winter Classic that he knew he was going to have to make a change.
And there it is.
But see, that's the other thing, you know. And look, I respect David knows this. I respect the hell out of David Poile. But one of the things he was known for, he didn't fire coaches. I mean, he had, what was it, three here? Trotz, Laviolette, and Hines.
Yep.
So he had three here, and I think three in Washington in his career. So that's six in a 40-year career.
Yeah.
He didn't fire coaches, which is honorable, but at the same time, like, was that to a detriment?
It could be. But I think also now it's like, well, you know, so-and-so's a nice guy, and he's a nice guy, and I don't get him, he's a nice guy. Nice guys, what, how does it say? Nice guys finish last, man. And you need to make changes. If you're not going anywhere and you're stuck in neutral, I think the worst thing for a team is to be stuck in neutral.
Yeah,
I know losing sucks and winning's the best, but you're stuck in neutral. You're not doing anything. And it's like, all right. And I think the Nashville Predators right now are in neutral.
That's a really good – so what are the Titans then?
The Titans are still in the shop. The engine's out of the car. The mechanics are like, I have no idea.
They have no transmission at this point.
It's like the mechanics from the National Lampoon Vacation movie with Chevy Chase when they jumped the car in the desert. The guy pulled it and was like, yeah, I don't know about this right now. I'm not sure. Oh, man.
Real quick, let's see. 4819, another veteran wants to honor – his favorite veteran, I should say. My favorite veteran was my dad, Charles Lindell Bowen. He served with the 96th Infantry Division, U.S. Army, in the Pacific during World War II.
Ooh.
He was wounded twice and received two Purple Hearts. He later attended Tennessee Tech on the GI Bill and graduated with a degree in mechanical engineering.
I mean, just think about that. Fantastic. I mean, yeah. I mean, we complain about going to the store and the coffee's too expensive. And there's this guy, you know. Wounded in the Pacific in World War II, two Purple Hearts, graduates college, goes through all of it. God bless you, sir. Thank you for that text.
1483 said, famous actor Jimmy Stewart had 27 years of military service, achieved the rank of a one-star general, and flew combat missions during World War II and the Vietnam War.
Think about that.
I didn't know that.
Ted Williams, Jimmy Stewart. I mean, all these legends put things on hold to serve our country. I don't think we can't honor them enough. I mean, Jimmy Stewart and Ted Williams are two.
When they're a young man that lived in the Memphis area, that
he did. Man, yeah. I had to go over a few years over Germany. Yeah, I mean, he served. I mean, he signed up and served. You're exactly right.
Another one. My dad served 6 years as a tank commander in the Army and did three tours in the Middle East.
Yeah, I mean, that is. I mean, these are all heroes and legends, so thank you. Keep sharing these all day, please. We love this. 615-737-1025.
We'll have more of these coming in hour number two, including Tim Hasselbeck. He'll join us next. Chasing Big Joe, live from the Marker, Key West, here on 102.5 The Game.